Hello. I'm Jeff Fry, retired IBMer and IBM fellow, and previously the CTO of IBM's mainframe platform. It is my distinct pleasure to host another edition of the I Am a Mainframer conversation series sponsored by the Open Mainframe Project. As a Linux Foundation collaborative project, the Open Mainframe Project is intended to help create a mainframe-focused open-source technical community. It's also intended to serve as a focal point for development and use of enterprise Linux in a mainframe environment. The goal of the project is to excite the Linux community and the mainframe community in general around the use of the mainframe, and to foster a collaboration across the mainframe community to develop and exploit shared tool sets, resources, and services in a mainframe environment. In addition, as we'll see today, the project seeks to involve the participation of academic institutions to help assist in creating educational programs aimed at developing the mainframe engineers and developers of tomorrow. For today's conversation, we have the pleasure of speaking with Misty Decker of IBM's Z Systems Academic Initiative. Misty joined IBM in 1991 and has held a variety of roles at IBM, including ZOS Systems Build, ZOS Release Manager, Z Systems Firmware Manager, Customer Satisfaction, and University Alliances. She currently leads IBM Z Systems Academic Initiative, which enables universities around the world to teach enterprise systems to students IBM clients are looking to hire. The academic initiative provides curriculum and access to system resources to universities, and then helps aid students in finding positions with our IBM clients. She holds a BS in mathematics from Virginia Tech and a master's in information systems from Marist College. So, Misty, welcome to the broadcast. It's great to have you on today. It's been a while since we've seen each other. This should be fun.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, it's great chatting with you.
All right. So to get started, tell us a little bit about this academic initiative and what you do.
Oh, sure. The academic initiative program, the focus is really on helping to solve our clients' skill needs around the mainframe. And I'm often asked, what do you mean by mainframe skills? And my answer is whatever our clients define that as, whatever skills they need for their mainframe enterprises. So that can range from classic old school mainframe skills like COBOL, which is the number one thing I get asked for, ZOS, hardware, systems administration, also DB2, but then it's also the newer stuff. Linux on Z is definitely an area of interest. Java programming skills are of interest. And then we have things like blockchain and machine learning and Spark Analytics on Z. So it's really all the way across the board, anything that's in this space, in the mainframe space.
So in terms of the initiative, how do you go about introducing young people to the mainframe and fostering an interest in this platform?
Oh boy, we don't have time to go through everything that we have to offer because there is so much. We do a wide variety of things. The number one thing that is most popular is a contest called Master the Mainframe. This contest assumes that the participant knows nothing about the mainframe at all. And it starts with just learning how to log into the environment, how to navigate around. The first time somebody uses Windows, they don't know how to start a program. You have to teach them that. And then you have somebody that's only known Windows and they move to Linux. They have to learn how the file structure is different and how to change change directory and how to access different programs, right? So the first thing we do is teach them how that environment is different in the mainframe. And everyone's pretty much starting at the same level. But the contest challenges progress pretty quickly, and if you make it all the way through, you will be writing a program, an app, in the mainframe environment, usually accessing data on the system, just like a real company would be doing. So this contest is, the prizes are available only to students, but the challenges have been so successful in teaching people and in a fun way, in a nice progression, that we have people asked to use it just for learning. So even if you're not a student, you can still use the contest just for learning. And we have a copy of the entire system available for people that are just playing around.
Yeah, that's really cool. I know a little bit about this from past experience. How big is the program? And I assume how often is it held? And how do people kind of find out about it?
So it is a worldwide contest, and it runs every fall in September through the end of December. And we have a website, masterthemainframe.com. We partner with AngelHack so that it can be delivered worldwide. And we just announced our winners, our worldwide winners. There's a blog out there, and I'm sure there's a pointer to it from our website. I hope there is, to see who the winners are from 2017.
Yeah, that's cool. Tell me about the reactions that people have to some of this. You know, one of the things that we've talked about this on several prior calls that we've had here. About generating interest and kind of overcoming some of the presumptions and, you know, kind of perceptions about the mainframe. And it's been my experience, you know, and we can share this with the audience, that people who are involved in this contest, especially young people, many of them get surprised about just how vital, how fun, how technologically advanced this platform is. Talk to us a little bit about that and what's been your experience in terms of people who have not been exposed to the mainframe before, and then what their reaction is once they get into this.
It's the reaction varies based on the age, to be quite honest. When I talk to people that were around in the 90s and the 2000s, when there was a very large marketing campaign about the mainframe is dead, the mainframe is going to be shut off in a few years, right? Those people, I have to spend a lot of time convincing them how the modern mainframe is not the mainframe that they're thinking of, right? You can't call a 2017 Corvette an old car, but yet Corvettes have been around as long as the mainframe. So I have to spend, you know, for those middle-aged and older people, I have to spend a lot of time undoing a lot of their preconceptions. When it comes to the younger people, they've never heard of the mainframe. They come to the table with no idea of what this is. They've never heard of it. And when they look at it with a fresh set of eyes, you should literally see their eyes literally bug out when they see the size and the capability of this machine. I was at an event where they were talking about the new Z14, and I forget how many terabytes of memory it is in the Z14. Jeff, didn't remember. Anyway.
Yeah, no,
terabytes.
Z13 was my last.
Oh, okay. But it's terabytes of memory. And a student leaned over to his friend and mouthed, "Terabytes of memory." They were stunned at the capabilities of this machine. Because to them, it's just another server that's a lot bigger. And as we lay on the security features that are on this platform and not others, the redundancy, the reliability, the fact that you can upgrade it while it's still running, the hot swap, they're just amazed that something like this exists because they've never heard of it. So it's honestly very, very easy for me to convince the younger generation to pursue the mainframe. I just did a lecture a few weeks ago to a classroom of 50 students that had never heard of the mainframe. And at the end of my 1 hour lecture, I said, how many of you are going to leave this classroom and go pursue Master the Mainframe and some of this online courses? And 90% of them raised their hands. It's not a hard sell. It really isn't. It's a hard sell to people that have those preconceived notions.
Yeah. So let me be a little bit provocative here. So you know, I think it's great, and it's very encouraging that you know, when people with a fresh outlook and an unbiased outlook are introduced to the platform, they see the great technology and the qualities of service of the platform, et cetera. But you had also mentioned, you know, some more established people that, you know, you have we collectively have a little more challenge in convincing them or getting them to look at the platform in an objective way. And those are the people that typically have, you know, the experience in running various aspects of the data center. So what is it that, you know, I guess it's a combination of things, but, you know, the young kids coming out of college can think this is the coolest thing ever, but if it's not enabled, if they're not enabled or afforded the freedom and flexibility to work on this platform in traditional IT shops, you know, that could be an impediment. Do you see that as a challenge? And, you know, as much as I do, I guess, and what are we
It's about definitely that? A challenge. It's definitely a challenge. When I talk to clients about, you know, their challenges, it's quite often their executive management that doesn't understand the capabilities of the platform, and everything they know about it, they read in 2005. So there is a large challenge for the global mainframe community to educate decision makers that have outdated information. And it's very hard to tell an executive what everything you think you know, you're wrong. I don't want to be the person telling them that, but that's kind of what we need to do. That is a major challenge.
Yeah, I'm struck by the fact that there might be, you know, in this day and age, in our social and political climate, we see examples of young people, getting together and organizing in ways and challenging the status quo, right, in our politics and in our social context. I almost think that, you know, the way to affect real change here is to do what you're doing, which is to get people exposed to this and get some fresh outlook on it, and then build a movement almost to kind of challenge the preconceptions and the you know, the traditional ideas and the traditional constraints that people might have in the use of this platform.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You are so right. And whenever I do a guest lecture with students, I always point to them and I say, we in the mainframe community are counting on you. We're counting on you to come into this platform and find new and exciting ways to leverage this amazing technology to help the companies that you go and work for take advantage of what the machine can actually do for them, as opposed to just letting it sit back and do what it's always done for them in the past. So I tell them that they are our bridge. They are our bridge to the future, and that the mainframe, this is an important point. I know you know me. the mainframe community is a very close-knit community. It's a tight community. And when these young people join the mainframe and they become a part of our family, of our mainframe community, and they often reply to me the how struck they are by how people embrace them. They bring them in. They're happy to show them the new things that they're working on, teach them with their experience, and listen to them. So this is what we need, is we need to have this next generation come in and be a part of the mainframe community and help us all to grow.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't agree more. I think that the other thing is that, you know, I kind of want to ask you what aspects of the platform really are the most exciting to people who haven't been exposed to it before. You know, because there are multiple, you know, lots of different ways to talk about mainframe, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about,
mm-hmm.
you know, its traditional role in running the world's economy. We can talk about its, you know, in this day and age, its, you know, the level of trust that people place in this platform and the level of security that it provides for protecting people's information. And security breaches. We can talk about availability. We can talk about, I would imagine, very important to young developers is the availability of programming environments and tooling, right? State-of-the-art tooling.
Right.
And that this stuff is all moving, you know, extremely fast, right? So the mainframe has to keep up.
Right.
What are the most, you know, what generates the most excitement, right, when you talk to people about this?
I like to spend quite a bit of time talking about the latest trends in information technology and how the mainframe and its traditional qualities perfectly position it to be important in those areas. So, for example, I've had a number of those, you know, middle-level people tell me, well, cloud computing is going to make the mainframe irrelevant. And when you explain how cloud computing is a paradigm and that every cloud has to have hardware that it runs on, and how the mainframe's virtualization and the fact that you can have thousands of images on a single box and how that saves your data center so much space and complexity, this is the kind of thing that really makes the bells go off for younger people in particular. They can see how the qualities of the traditional qualities of security, virtualization, capacity, right? I mean, you can't run any other box at 99% utilization all of the time. But that's really important in the next generation of computing. And so they can see how the world is swinging back to where the world of IT is looking for something that delivers what the mainframe already delivers. So the security, cybersecurity is a very, very hot topic, and there is no platform that can offer what the mainframe does from a security point of view. The other thing that makes so much sense to them is every time you move your data around, you create another attack point. So using the mainframe, I like to call it a lockbox, where your data is kept secure in a central location, locked down on the most secure platform possible, and then you use RESTful APIs to enable all of those periphery applications. This type of thing really makes a lot of sense to the next generation. And it positions the mainframe not as an either-or, but as a part of a total IT perspective, right? And I think that's really what makes sense.
Well, I don't think I could have said that any better, Misty. That's.
Thank you.
So, you know, I think we're probably out of time here, but you know, so let me. take this opportunity to just thank you once again for being on the broadcast. This was a very cool discussion, and I'll look forward to seeing you again around town locally somewhere if I run into you. But thanks again.
Oh, yeah. Great. Really, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
You bet. You bet. All right. All right, folks, that's it for today's conversation, and we'll see you next time. Bye now.